Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra, in on-trend hues like green and citron and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriasecret.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
I am Iyamla. I had a baby-daddy relationship. I spent time in a relationship with a married man. I had to learn the skills and tools required to make my relationships healthy, fulfilling, and loving. Welcome to the R-Spot, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. I know you hate when I repeat myself over and over, but I do it. So if I've said this once, I have said it 1,000 times. There is no relationship more difficult to navigate or heal than the one that involves a breakdown with your mother. Your mother is your heartbeat, and the first thing you heard as your life began was your mother's heartbeat. And moms, they do the best they can. Let me own that. We do the best we can, but sometimes it will still result in traumatic experiences and negative stories that people carry around with them for years into their adulthood. Instead, we must learn to do the work that leads us into understanding and forgiveness. My first caller today is having flashbacks of demeaning experiences from her childhood, and I want to support her in growing through them into something new. Welcome, beloved. Welcome to the R Spot, where we talk about all things relationships, problems, issues, challenges, breakdowns, and questions. Which one do you want to nibble on today? Talk to me.
Okay, so I have a background in trauma, meaning I've gone through a lot of trauma. And I find now, as I move forward and I've been processing and I've gone through counseling, I find myself stuck and scared because I'm ready to move to a new point in my life. Like I've been doing the work to get here, and it's just to get to that next level. Like what's been coming up now is memories. Like I was just laughing with my son that I dropped something on the table, and the remark that came to me, even though I said it as funny, was one of those disdainful remarks from my past. And everybody, you know, my children recognize it, they know what it is, but that's, instead of feeling like I'm leaving that behind, I feel like it's caught up with me. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, because anytime you declare yourself to be a thing, everything unlike it will show up. So if you declare yourself to be healed, every unhealed place is going to come up. If you declare yourself to be free, everything that keeps you enslaved is going to come up. And it's coming up for healing. It's coming to go. But we get stuck in the fact that it came up. And, oh, this should not be coming up because I've healed this. Or this should not be coming up because I'm free of this. I went to therapy. I had full hypnosis sessions. I rubbed 8 crystals on my head. This should not be coming up.
Okay, I get it. I get it. How does one distinguish between your intuition? Because that's what I was never allowed to use. How does one distinguish when something is your intuition as opposed to something that's a memory trigger?
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How do you distinguish between your intuition and a memory trigger?
I'm still fighting to understand that.
Why do you need to understand it? Just look at what you've done. Because the mere fact that you can ask the question means that you've already had the experience. But for some reason, you're not trusting what you did in the experience. Think about a time when you just followed your intuition and it took you where you wanted to be.
Oh, yeah, it did. Like a river flow. Yes, it did.
Yeah. So what did you do?
Oh, I went to school. I had children. I got married, even though it wasn't the smartest decisions I made. But they went when I said that's what I wanted to do. That's what entered my life immediately. Whereas this stage right here, I know I want to move to the next level, and I keep running against the wall, and it feels like fear.
Maybe you're not ready.
Oh.
Maybe you're not ready. Maybe you're being prepared, and maybe the way that you're being prepared is being care-fronted, not confronted, but care-fronted with all of these memory triggers so that you can practice how to move through them and keep going.
Oh, dear.
What if you want to move forward, but you're not ready because life is so wise and life will keep us where we need to be until we're ready.
My God, spoke right to my heart. Yes, ma'am.
This is what I heard you say. What keeps coming up is memories of the disdainful remarks that I experienced in my past. So my question would be, how do you deal with disdainful remarks today?
Well, honestly?
No, lie to me. Lie to me. Don't be honest.
Sometimes, sometimes I laugh at it, honestly, when I hear it, because it sounds not only recognizable, but it's very nasty, mean, demeaning words that were said all the time.
That's how you experienced it, at nasty, mean, and what if it was sad? And it was just being voiced as, well, that's what you say, but you don't know what the other person was experiencing.
This is true. And this will always be the case because she's passed on. So I have to go by memory.
No, you have to go by experience, not by memory.
They're not the same.
And here's the distinction. When you go by memory and you have the flashback, let's say, of that comment, you re-traumatize yourself by remembering what was said and how you reacted and what it led to and how it changed you and boop, boop, boop. That's memory. When you have the experience, it's just what you just said. I grew up in a environment where mean and nasty things were common. And whatever they were going through that caused them to behave that way, I'm willing to forgive it so I can move on.
I got you.
That's why I ask you, how do you respond to disdainful remarks today? Do you go back to what it was, or do you make a new choice about how to respond to it today? Because you made up that they were just mean and nasty vipers. They could have been broken, wounded, mentally imbalanced, emotionally bankrupt. You don't know what it was. You only know how you experienced it.
How do I respond to it now?
Yeah. When you hear disdainful comments today, how do you respond to them?
I tend to either freeze or I explode.
Just like back then. But back then, you couldn't explode, so you froze.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the stuckness is. That's where the stuckness is. So what I want to offer you is, and this may be the readying that the universe is doing for you while you haven't really moved forward. But you can't move forward. It's freezing or exploding. That's not going to work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear a disdainful comment, or when a memory comes up, when a flashback comes up, pivot, do something different. Don't do what you did then. Don't even do what you do now. Pivot. Stop. Take a breath. Observe what's going on in your body. And then proceed in another direction. Don't try to move on. Don't try to make sense of it. Don't try to excuse it, explain it. Take a breath. Whew. That hit me. Where did it hit me? In my heart, in my foot, in my eye, in my lip, in my ear. Reminded me of back then. So let me go over here and do something different. Because I couldn't run away back then. I had to stay back then. So I don't want to be frozen. Let me proceed in another direction.
Good.
But the important part of that, beloved, is the observation part. Stay present to the feeling that comes up when you hear a disdainful comment or when you experience something from the past. Stay present with it. You don't have to do anything about it, but don't run from it. Say, ooh, that sure felt harsh, or that made me feel this, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with it. Observe it. Become aware of it. And then pivot. Go in another direction.
You are amazing. Thank you.
When you first started talking, I wrote down 4 questions that I would like you to work with as you move through these traumas that keep coming up.
Okay.
Because I suspect, and I could be wrong, I'm always willing to be wrong, that the way you are dealing with these memories is re-traumatizing you. I could be wrong. We are going to get into those 4 questions right after this break.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection, in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. And now in this season's must-have shades and patterns, add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Welcome back to the R-Spot. Right before the break, I was about to ask my caller 4 questions about her traumatic childhood experiences as a way to help her get to the root of the issue. Here are those questions. I would wonder, what is the story you tell yourself about the trauma? And what I mean by that, it shouldn't have happened. They knew better. They felt this way, or they didn't like me. They didn't love me. They didn't care. But what is the story you tell yourself about the trauma? That's one question. What is the story you tell yourself about who visited the trauma upon you? I sense, I don't know this to be true, it was your mother or your parents or whoever the female was that raised you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you tell yourself about her? And that's important because particularly if it was your mother or your grandma in that line, because you came, you're bone of their bone, you're flesh of their flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're telling yourself about them, there's a part that believes that to be true about you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Oh, I guess I'm good. I might call me and have a conversation. The other question I said, what is the story you tell yourself about what the trauma has changed in you?
Mm.
What has it caused in you and what has it changed in you?
You know how people talk about that childhood where you run and you jump in puddles and you don't think about responsibility, you don't think about tomorrow, you just enjoy the moment?
Mm-hmm.
That is something that I do not know how to do. Like, the idea of running into a puddle and stomping in it just for the joy of it, before I even think about it, I think of, okay, first the trauma, then I've got to clean myself up, and then you're going to look so every... I don't do that. And sometimes it really does, like, I feel it because I want to be spontaneous in the morning, moment. I want to enjoy my own creativity, but that's a block I still have not been able to get past.
So the next time it rains, go do
it. Go jump in a puddle.
Go to the park, go jump in the puddle. And not only go jump in the puddle in white clothes. Yeah.
You know, I don't own any white clothes for that very reason.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, even my wedding dress was not white. I made it bone instead of white. I don't wear white for that very reason.
Well, wear some white. How about you wear white for the next 14 days? Go buy some and wear some.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Because it seems like you may have an aversion to or an addiction to perfection because your imperfections were highlighted.
Yeah, I think addiction to perfection or attempted, yes, ma'am.
Would that be accurate?
Or attempting infection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go get you some white clothes.
Oh, boy.
And the next time it rains, go to the park and just jump in a puddle. Jump in a puddle. And when you have to go home and clean yourself, have fun with it. Have fun. I mean, because you're just going to reverse that experience. But look at those four questions. What is the story you told yourself about trauma? About the trauma. What is the story you told yourself about who visited it upon you? And when I say the story you tell yourself, I'm talking about what is it that you looked at that person and said, they shouldn't do this. They know better. They do it because they hate me. They do it because they're wretched, because I'm wretched. What is that story? You've got to dismantle that and stay present with the feeling. What is the story you tell yourself about what it caused you? And what is the story you tell yourself about how it changed you? Because, beloved, you may be more attached to the trauma than you are to your healing.
You're right about that. That's a concern of mine, that now that I'm actually ready to step into the healing, like to live it, I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid of who I'm going to become.
Because who you're going to become is a contradiction to who they told you you were. Or who they led you to believe you were. So you're getting ready to contradict that. And the little girl in you has a fear of contradicting the big people.
Oh, amen.
Yeah, I gave you four questions. I really want you to work with them. Work with them in your journal. Work with them in your prayer. Work with them.
Right.
And write this down. Nothing is permanent.
Amen.
So the trauma isn't permanent, but you may be telling yourself that what it caused in you cannot be changed.
Got it.
Nothing is perfect. Nothing. Nothing is perfect. No relationship, no person, no healing modality. Nothing is perfect. And you have an addiction to perfection.
That's.
I got to get it right. I got to do it right. I got to be right.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think of that in a different way. Instead of saying, I've got to be right, I'm willing to be wrong. Yeah, take a breath. I'm willing to mess up. I'm willing to look stupid. I'm willing. All you got to do is be willing. If you're 51% willing, the Holy Spirit will give you the other 49%.
Wow.
I'm willing to be wrong. I'm willing to mess up. I'm willing to be embarrassed. I'm willing to make a fool out of myself. I'm willing.
Wow.
I remember being challenged by that. Not only because I'm a Virgo and I'm obsessive, but because I also, I grew up in an environment where I didn't have to be right, but I couldn't be wrong. I could not be wrong. There's a very slight distinction. And I won't go into that now. But I remember one of my teachers says, I want you to go buy an outfit that you would never wear. Polka dot skirt, plaid shirt, you know, white go-go boots, whatever it is. He said, I want you to go, and I want you to go to three places in that outfit.
Oh, my goodness.
Go to the Walmart, go to the supermarket, go to the, you know, go to the mall and walk around. And live through people staring at you, pointing, or what you think people will be staring at you. Because nowadays with green hair and piercings in your eyebrows, people won't even look. But, you know, but it's not for them. It's for you to know you can look like that, be like that, and survive.
That's true.
So I went and got some of them tied up orthopedic shoes that I would, you know, just kill me. I would never be caught dead in that. I got me a wig and put it on backwards. And I got me a church lady hat and put the hat on top of the wig. And I had on like, I don't know, some kind of plaid polyester skirt. And just something, I mean, it was just ridiculous. I just went to the thrift shop and bought, you know, $15 worth of clothes and went to the mall and walked around. And I wasn't even looking at the people. I just wanted to deal with the feelings that I had as they came. Okay, who's looking at me? What are they saying? Let me look, you know. And then I went to the counter to try to buy something. And, you know, my thing was red lipstick because I grew up in a strictly religious environment where you couldn't wear lipstick. I went to the counter looking like a fool in them clothes and tried on every red lipstick I could possibly put my hands on and dealt with the feeling of it. And I stayed with the feeling, stay with the feeling. And then when the feeling comes up and you observe what it is, then pivot and do something else. Buy the red lipstick. Take the wig off, scratch your head, then put the wig back on in public. You know, something that you would rather die than to see people, you know, because people buy these wigs thinking that this their hair ain't your hair. Take it off in public, scratch, and then put the wig back on backwards. Okay. And the next time it rains, get you something
white
and go play in the mud. All right. So nothing is permanent. Nothing is perfect. Mm-hmm. And this one is going to choke you. Nothing is personal. It ain't personal, baby. It's an experience. It ain't personal.
Got it. Whoo. Wow. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Yes.
In about 6 weeks, let me know how you're doing.
Sounds good.
And keep listening to the R spots.
I will be. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, my love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Listen, it is so important that you are ready to do the work that is required to heal. And my caller today is not yet ready to forgive her mother because she hasn't fully unpacked her feelings about the experience. And that's okay. And as I said, it may not even be about my caller forgiving her mother, because before you can forgive someone for something, you must understand how you feel about what you have experienced and how you are reacting to it. And that has nothing to do with the other person. That's about you, boo. And all of that, your feelings, the experiences, how you reacted, that has to be unpacked. And when you have a breakdown with your mother, whether she's alive or not, whether you consider it to be her fault or not, the healing is your responsibility. My next caller is dealing with a similar issue, but he has taken hits to his own self-image because of his childhood, when in reality, he is a powerful, strong person who just needs some guidance. And we'll get into his call right after the break.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection, in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. And now, in this season's must-have shades and patterns, add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Today, we are talking about childhood trauma and growing into forgiveness with your mother. And we're welcoming my second caller for today, a conversation that I think many of you will really gain a lot from. Let's listen. Hello, good afternoon, beloved. Welcome to the R Spot. How can I support you today? What is your dilemma, challenge, issue as it relates to relationships?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling you today to discuss the relationship with my parents. I don't really feel as though we haven't been close ever, and I've been 29 years old. I've really been kind of speaking that one-on-one time with them, and if I try to express myself, I've always been told that basically, like, my feelings don't matter. I mean, they apologize to the way they know how, but I feel like sometimes that I've been the parent, and that's unfair to me because I'm the oldest child. But aside from that, I don't think I've ever had a time to just leave my shoulder on my parents and for them to be there for me. I've always had to seek that love that I've yearned for from other people.
I want you to know that I heard you. And what I heard you say is that you're seeking a better relationship with your parents, that you want to know that they support you, and that you've never really had the opportunity to share with them the truth of your heart.
Yes, ma'am.
And now, at the age of 29, this has become important to you, to be able to have a deeper relationship with your parents. Why do you think it's so important to you now?
In order for me to do the things I want to do, I feel like I need them. And I feel like it's okay to want them and yearn that because they're alive. They're capable. It's just not, I don't feel like I've ever been a priority. I try not to let it hinder me too much, but I've unfortunately been through a lot of traumatic events throughout my life. I'm at a place right now to where, though, me being quiet is making me ill, and I don't want to be like that anymore. So I'm trying to express myself because I'm at a place in my life to where, though, I want to not only make an impact on the world, but I want to share my journey to be a sense of inspiration, illumination to someone else. But in order for me to do that, I really got to heal a lot of stuff that happened to me before. And I feel like just the older I get, I feel like I'm forgotten about. Like, and I'm genuinely thankful and honored to have them. But at the same time, since they are here, since they are capable, I yearn for that versus me just having to always look up to God or my ancestors or someone else's parents. I want mine. And I feel like that's okay.
First of all, I want to thank you for trusting me. Well, first for trusting yourself, and then me, and then this R Spot community with your vulnerability. Vulnerability is something that scares a lot of people. And even though we can't see you, your voice communicates and your voice touches us in our soft places. So that says to me that you are in a place of learning to trust that you can be safe in sharing the vulnerability of your heart. So I want to acknowledge you for that. That's number one. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Number two, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this with every fiber of your being. Okay? The best students get the hardest tests.
Yes, ma'am.
The best students don't get the multiple choice tests, A, B, C, D, where you can guess the right answer 60% of the time. The best students don't get true and false. They don't. So your life is not multiple choice or true and false. Your life is fill in the blank. Why? Because you can handle it.
Yes, ma'am.
The best students get the hardest tests. Why? Because they are learning and learning to master what it is they're going to have to walk out, live, and demonstrate for others. So, the wisdom of the universe would take you into a life experience where you have parents who don't give you what it is you think you need. But you're not going to handle it if you continue to stay in a place of wishing and hoping and yearning for something that you don't have and may never get.
Yes, ma'am.
You are assuming, it's an assumption, that your parents know how to give you the love you want. You're assuming that because every child thinks their parents should know. They should know. And they can do it. They're just not doing it. What good reason would they have for not doing it? What do you tell yourself is their reason for not doing it?
I think that sometimes they don't give that to me because that's not, probably not something that they were used to growing up.
Yeah.
Mental health is important, and that's not something that always been discussed in my family. Mental health, like coexisting and making sure that your grades are good or school and you're doing well and you're staying out of trouble. Those things have always been advocated from a sense of mental health and just taking time to stop and feel your emotions, understand them and let them pass. These are not things that I've had the opportunity to discuss in my family, even going back to my grandparents. So I try to be very understanding. And before I just try to make people aware and express myself more because I've never really been good at that. Growing up as a child, I've always just bottled it up. And then, I don't know. I guess that's still that inner child in me that still is there.
I want to talk to the six-year-old little boy who's leaving home to go to school, who's going to be around other kids and see other kids with their mothers and fathers, who's going to make up that they go home and their life is much better than his. I want to talk to him. Is he around?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Here.
Daquan, honey. Listen, I know you may not understand this. I know this may be hard for you to hear, but your parents don't have what you want. It's not your fault. It's not even about you. They don't have it, baby. And in fact, you may be the healthiest one in the room. And that's because you're a good student of life. And that's because God Source, your creator, knew you could handle this. It's going to be hard, baby. But he knew you could handle it.
Yes, ma'am.
So what I want you to do, Daquan, is I want you to depend on the big Daquan, the 29-year-old Daquan, to give you what you think your parents didn't. Because they don't have it.
Ma'am.
I want to talk to the big Daquan, the 29-year-old Daquan. The best students get the hardest test. And right now, your test is learning how to parent yourself. I know that's not what you want, but hey, you know, I want to be rich and have a yacht. I ain't got it.
Yes, ma'am. I do too. One day, I'm going to get there.
I want you to hear what I'm saying. Do not continue to abuse six-year-old Daquan by you at 29. Yearning for something he didn't get. Give it to him. Give yourself that time, that energy, that attention. Take care of you. Talk to him. Trust your vulnerabilities. And it looks this way because you can handle it. Did you grow up in the church?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay. So I'm going to take you to one of my favorite places in the Bible. Psalms, in the Psalms. I call them the peace lambs. Because if you really want to get some truth and some healing, go to the Psalms, okay? And there's a psalm that says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord, the love, the truth, the spirit, the soul of who I am will lift me up. The 29-year-old Daquan has to lift that 6-year-old up. And here's how you're going to start. What would be different had your parents loved you the way you wanted them to love you? What would be different?
I would be adjusted to expressing myself. So, and I feel like sometimes it's a crime to do that. I feel like when I try to just genuinely express up, it's always my fault. Oh, it's your fault, you know. You're upset. I don't know. I don't like to feel like I'm the bad guy for expressing myself.
If your parents had been who you wanted them to be, you would be able to express yourself better. First of all, I want you to know that in this call, you've expressed yourself very well. But okay, it may be that you want them to agree with what you're expressing. Not that you can't express yourself, but that they don't agree with what you express. Is that a possibility?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's not that you could express yourself, but if your parents had been who you want them to be, they would agree with me. That's what you tell yourself. That's not true. That's not true that they would agree with you. You don't know that to be true. You could express yourself perfectly clearly, and they still don't agree with you.
You know, when I feel like I can't do it with people or being misunderstood, just going somewhere to where though I know that I don't have to worry about someone judging me. That's like a microphone or just singing or trying to do something. That's always been my avenue.
Well, healing is a process. It's not going to happen overnight.
One day at a time, Ms. Ayanla. I definitely am learning that. And I'm not one to be yearning for everybody to like me. I'm not that kind of guy. But those two, but my parents, for sure, that's like something that I...
They don't have it. They don't have it. So let me tell you about the ruthlessness of the ego. The ego that wants us to believe that we're separate from God. The ego that wants us to believe that we're not good enough. The ego that wants us to believe that we're little and insignificant. The ego. So the ego has you wanting something that you cannot have. You cannot have now at 29 the love your parents didn't give you at 4, 5, 6. You cannot have it. And the ego will give you all manner. Well, look what they're doing over there. Look how they treat them. Look what they say to them. Look how they're doing this. They should know. That's ego. So your first commandment has to be, I shall not want what I cannot have. That's the first commandment.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's sad. Why? Because it's your learning curriculum to stop wanting what you cannot have and stop wishing things were any different than they were before. And to forgive yourself for thinking that had you had it, it would be different. At 29, you're going to have self-esteem issues. At 29, you're going to have confidence issues. That'll settle out when you get to be around 33, 35. Learn to trust yourself. Hold yourself differently inside. Learn how to give that 6-year-old boy, that means you, what it is you think your parents should have given you. Learn how to give that little 6-year-old attention. Learn how to listen. When you find yourself irritable or upset or breaking down, ask yourself, what am I wanting that I cannot have? Because you can't go back and get that. That's done. And love them, bless them. That's all you can do. And you're learning to accept them just as they are. And maybe one day you can express to them, you know, there's a lot I wish you had given me that you didn't, but I'm learning how to give it to myself. And I forgive you for not having what I need.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to swallow that and just take it. That's something I have to face. And I appreciate you for expressing that. And this phone call is not to ever to down my parents because I love them genuinely. But at the same time, you're right. I have to, 29-year-old Daquan is finally learning to slowly but surely, because Rome wasn't built in a day to deal with that. And I know that's how I haven't 100% healed from it, but I'm definitely willing to put in that work, and I know it all starts with me.
Stop trying to fix yourself. Stop trying to figure this out. Ask God, life source, the Holy Spirit, whoever you turn to, help me. Help me see this differently. Help me do this differently. Help me feel better right now. Stop trying to fix yourself. There's nothing wrong with you. You're a good student. And it's okay to be the healthiest person in the room. Don't go in the room and say, oh my God, everybody in here is broken. Say, oh my God, I'm the healthiest person in the room. What do I need to do to be healthy in this moment? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Can you do it?
I can do it.
So what is going to be your next step?
Well, to accept the truth, to make myself happy, and three, accomplish everything that I yearn to desire in this lifetime, in this realm. That's what my next steps are.
You going to call me in 6 weeks and let me know how you're doing?
Yes, ma'am. I promise.
Okay. All right, my love. Be well.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much, Ms. Ayama.
Okay. Bye-bye. Growing past childhood traumas can take an enormous amount of energy and effort. That's what we call work. Why? Because you've been carrying it around with you for so long. Now, it's challenging work, but it doesn't have to be hard. First, you must recognize and unpack your feelings about what you experienced as a child. Then you have to identify and understand the stories you've told yourself about those experiences. After that, you must put yourself on the path to forgiveness. Now, it may be a long road, but it doesn't have to be a difficult road. Because the thing is, you don't just want to say the words about forgiveness. You want to experience forgiveness. When you unpack your feelings and you understand the story, you are moving on the path of experiencing forgiveness. But I'm here to tell you that no matter what the situation is, it's all about you, boo. And it's up to you to do the work and take the steps towards your own healing. And you can do that if you're willing to put in the time, the energy, and the effort. I hope this has been helpful to someone, and if you have a question about this or any other relationship issue, you can call me live at 775-307-7768. Now be sure to follow me on social media for all of the call-in times. And until then, stay in peace and not pieces. The R-Spot is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.